Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Fired Up for Finance podcast, brought to you by the Kigali International Financial Center. I am your host, Shaduri Umutoni Wase, Chief Marketing Officer at the Kigali International Financial Center, and I am thrilled to host this monthly podcast, Fired Up for Finance, featuring meaningful conversations with exceptional thought leaders and industry experts with firsthand experience in the financial sector. Together, we will explore the evolving global financial landscape, uncover emerging trends and opportunities, and showcase success stories within Kigali International Financial Center's ecosystem. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to hear more. For our fifth episode, we're doing something a little different and very special. We're sitting down with someone who has helped shape the very DNA of KFC and is now guiding its future from the top. Hortense Mudenge, the newly appointed CEO of the Kigali International Financial Center, joins us to reflect on her journey from Chief Strategy Officer to Chief Executive Officer and to share her vision for a center that is as sustainable as it is globally competitive. We will explore what leadership looks like at this inflection point, how sustainability becomes more than just a theme, but a guiding institutional principle. We want to hear from our new CEO what this new chapter means for partners, investors, and the continent's financial future. Welcome to the Fired Up for Finance podcast, and congratulations again on your appointment. Now let's dive right into it. Hortense, you have played a central role in shaping KFC's strategy. How does it feel to now be at the helm of the institution? And how would you describe your first week in one word, if possible?
Thank you, Shaduri. Well, it was sudden and quite frankly unexpected. And I must admit that I've felt a powerful mix of emotions this past week, and I believe a half. So fear and anxiety about meeting expectations, navigating unfamiliar territory, as this is the first CEO role and position I'm taking on. But at the same time, excitement and gratitude for the appointment, considering the greater sense of responsibility and accountability that it comes with and that I've also been given. So while I've been leading a department, the strategy department, and we've been working together on the strategic positioning of the KFC, now I'm in the driver's seat and need to make decisions and ensure we make a much more meaningful impact. And so there's this pressure for sure, but I'm grounded in the fact that we will make it, we'll make it work because we remain committed to the mandate of the institution. And I know that we'll continue working steadfastly since we've been doing since day one. So it should not be different, but of course it requires more accountability.
Absolutely. Would you share with our audience maybe some key lessons or some insights that you took away from your time as Chief Strategy Officer that you believe could shape or will shape your leadership as CEO?
Yes. So I think I was going to say three things, like Nick used to tell us, but maybe I need to reconsider and come up with my own catchphrase. But I think regardless, three things are still pertinent. And the first lesson I've learned is that you can have a great idea or come up with a great plan, but if you don't get the buy-in of your team or key stakeholders, then it doesn't really stick. So it's good as just that, an idea or a plan, but it will never really get executed. And so when you look at now the strategic planning for the KFC, it goes beyond us as a team or an institution, and it speaks to the financial ecosystem and requires us to collaborate with key stakeholders. So I think the first lesson I've taken away is that collaboration is the key, definitely, to success, and people are at the heart of strategy. I think the second is that data and intuition must work together. So strategic decisions, yes, have to be grounded in evidence, and where there's a lack of it, at least they have to be guided in bold, and I would say forward-thinking instincts. And I think it's so much true for us because when we joined in 2020, there was already a strategic vision behind the KFC that had been thoroughly, you know, I would say reviewed and assessed. And so it was easy for us to execute. And I believe it's also a reason why we are here today, you know, and the success we've achieved thus far. And so the fact that it's we're executing on an informed, I would say, strategic decision and plan, I believe is also one of the key takeaways I've taken away, that we have to make informed decisions for sure. And the last, maybe the other key lesson is that there's a common catchphrase that culture eats strategy. I think how well we execute as a team and deliver on our targets is definitely pertinent to the success of our strategy. So, and I also believe strategy is not static. Priorities shift and change from time to time, but institutional culture at the end of the day provides the continuity and helps us to stay resilient.
Very insightful. I love the data and intuition must work together lesson. And I think I'm going to take that away. If we could also hear more in terms of sustainability, you were, I would say, known as the custodian of sustainable finance, at least here at KFC. We would always equate sustainable finance with your name, with Hortense. And now it would be really interesting to understand, and for our audience also to understand, how you envision institutional sustainability as a CEO. What does institutional sustainability mean for KFC beyond the theme of sustainable finance, but more strategically and perhaps even maybe more operationally?
Thank you, Shaduri. I will continue to remain an ambassador for sustainable finance. I'll continue raising that flag for sure. And I think even Rwanda has a bold vision to achieve a green growth economy and to ensure climate neutrality and sustainability by 2050. So strategically speaking, that is our blueprint and will remain so. And I believe we're not only working to position and transform Rwanda as a financial center, but also a hub that promotes and supports sustainable finance. And so what that means in practical terms is that we will continue to prioritize investments and investors that deliver both financial returns and a positive social and environmental impact. We'll continue to position KIFC as a convener for climate-aligned capital and ESG, rather, innovation in Rwanda. And I believe now, as even as CEO, my role is to ensure that our long-term strategy is fit for purpose and fit for the future, and that we remain resilient to the global shifts that we see happening in climate policy, regulatory reforms, and generally investor expectations. So I believe that will remain, I would say, a key niche area that we continue to focus on. And now when we talk about operationally or institutionally, it goes beyond a particular theme. It's about how we maintain relevance in what we do and who we serve. And so at the end of the day, we're an investment promotion agency. So we need to meet the expectations of our investors and the local ecosystem. So I believe that will be continue to be wired in our DNA going forward.
Hortense, I've heard clearly that one of your top priorities is to ensure that KFC's strategy remains fit for purpose and fit for the future. Would you like to shed more light on some of the other priorities that you have in mind as you begin this new chapter as CEO, and perhaps also share what excites you the most about the journey ahead?
Thank you, Shaduri. I think it's a great question. Like I've mentioned before, growth and sustainability for sure will remain a key priority or I would say key priorities. And what that means is that we continue to grow as a company and as a team, and that we deepen our impact now as the KIFC. So we're now working on the next 5-year strategy for the KIFC. As we all know, the last 5 years, we've been in startup mode, right? The institution was established. We joined the organization. The team was set up, and we've since laid the foundation, putting in place the needed policy and regulatory frameworks that can allow Rwanda to now compete with other international financial centers. So now I think when we look ahead, it's we're looking to grow. We're looking at scale and impact. So I believe that will remain our top priorities for sure. And that's what I'm excited about.
Now, moving more into leadership transitions, sometimes they can feel like or signal change. Sometimes they can signal continuity. From your perspective, what message do you have for the different stakeholders that work closely with KIFC, the partners, the investors, and other stakeholders who are, I'm sure, very keenly watching this leadership transition?
Well, I want to give them the comfort not to fear the change. I think the beauty is that we've been in this together since, I like to say, day one, whenever day one was for everyone. And so I think it's just the assurance that this means continuity. Continuity and growth. So continuity in the sense that we remain committed to the vision and the mandate of how we transform Rwanda as a financial center, and growth in the sense that we now look to strengthen our partnership and collaboration and in ensuring that we continue to drive meaningful impact in the work that we're doing together. So it's just to give them the comfort that this means continuity. The change means continuity and growth.
This has been a great conversation, Hortense. And as we wrap up or come to the conclusion of the conversation, I would like to rewind a little bit back to your youth. As young Hortense was growing up in Nairobi, I'm interested to hear whether future CEO ever made it to your vision board or if you were focused on ruling the playgrounds back then.
Yes. So how do I compose my answer? Growing up in Nairobi, well, first of all, who knew about vision boards back then? And for me, I guess it's way back then. And I know for me, certainly I didn't. But ruling the playground, I think I knew a thing or two about it for sure. When it comes to, I think as a young kid and everyone's experience, honestly, you're full of curiosity and ambition and unrestricted leadership. And I really want to emphasize that point. And I can't stress it enough because I feel like we challenge boundaries and we have no fear, you know, of the unknown. And so I feel like in each of us, we are a leader in our own right. But nature has a way of molding or structuring our leadership. And by that, I mean in terms of family or society, molding us, right, to be better leaders and molding how we play or lead. So I think, to answer your question, I wasn't really aiming for the CEO or the boardroom, but I had big dreams and I continue to have big dreams. And I think that's what shapes me to who I am today. And I hope it continues to guide me going forward.
Thank you so much, Hortense. That brings us to the end of this powerful conversation with the new CEO of the Kigali International Financial Center. From strategy to stewardship, Hortense's journey reminds us that leadership is not just about titles. It's more about vision. It's about courage. And it's also about building institutions that outlast us. She has also touched on very interesting and important lessons, such as buy-in being key for execution, and that data and intuition must work together. Who would have thought? And quite an interesting one around culture, eating strategy for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the midnight snack. Until next time, stay fired up for finance. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in to today's Fired Up for Finance episode. Remember to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to hear more. We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, questions, or suggestions on our social channels, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram. Together, let's stay fired up for finance.